This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ongoing visit to Sri Lanka has marked a significant milestone in the evening, evolving relationship between the two nations. He is the first foreign head of government to be hosted by President Anura Kumar Dissanayake since the latter assumed office in September 2024. The visit reflects the shared commitment to a joint vision of fostering partnerships for a shared future and reaffirms the close, multifaceted ties between India and Sri Lanka. At the Presidential Secretariat in Colombo, Prime Minister Modi held comprehensive discussions with President Dissanayake on a range of bilateral issues, including regional stability, energy cooperation, and developmental partnerships. The two leaders jointly participated in the virtual groundbreaking ceremony for the Sampur Power Project, a strategic initiative to be executed by NTPC and the Ceylon Electricity Board. Prime Minister Modi also met with Tamil political leaders and leader of opposition Sajit Premadasa. He reaffirmed India's unwavering support for equality, dignity and justice for the Tamil community within a united Sri Lanka. In a solemn gesture, Mr. Modi laid a wreath at the Indian Peacekeeping Force Memorial in Colombo, honouring the sacrifice of Indian soldiers deployed between 1987 and 1990. Key announcements include Indian support for Sri Lanka's unique digital identity project, the conversion of $100 million in loans to grants, a 2.4 billion Lankan rupee package for the eastern province, and the inauguration of the Maho Omanthai railway line.
Digital identity project mein hum sahyog karenge. Bharat ne sabka saath sabka vikas ke vision ko apnaya hai. हम अपने पार्टनर देशों की प्राथमिकताओं को भी महत्व देते हैं पिछले छह महीनों में ही हमने $100 million से अधिक राशि के लोन को ग्रांट में बदला है
A state banquet was held in honor of the Prime Minister Modi later at night. Union Minister for Railways Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the inauguration of the modernized state of the art Pamban Bridge at Rameshwaram, Tamil Nadu, will be a significant historical milestone in the history of the country. Interacting with the media at the Chennai airport today, he said it will be a proud moment when Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the bridge tomorrow.
The Pamban Bridge is one of the most important bridges in the country. In the history of railways, this is going to be the first vertical lift bridge constructed in sea waters, and this is one of the greatest architectural marvels for the Tamil history, Tamil culture, and the ancient Tamil civilization. This is something very, very important for all of us.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah reiterated the Naxalism will be wiped out from the country by the end of March next year. Addressing the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandam in Dantewada, Chhattisgarh today, Mr. Shah appealed to the Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream. The Home Minister praised the Bastar Pandam for promoting Chhattisgarh's tribal art and craft. Lok Sabha, which was adjourned sine die yesterday, has been prorogued by President Draupadi Murmu. The budget session of Parliament had commenced on 31st of January. The government has approved over 1,280 crore rupees of additional assistance to Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Union Territory Puducherry, who faced natural disasters last year. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement today said the government had deputed inter-ministerial central teams to these states immediately after the calamities without waiting for the receipt of a formal memorandum. Indian shooter Isha Singh today won silver medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Cup 2025 at Buenos Aires in Argentina. In the IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 206 runs, Punjab Kings were at 151 for 8 wickets and 19.3 overs at